This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, really, truly, thank you for being with me tonight. And where are you? Refresh. You'll find me. Anyway, that one. You're looking for the other one. Yeah, well, she's all over the place. What can I tell you? Always a pleasure to have you on board, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, head up to the website. Smarter people than I in the chat room, you'll have a good time, I promise. Xander Gibb will join me after the first break, as he does every week. He is my, if some of you have written and said, he's my token, what do you call it? He's my token gay guy. Yeah, I mean, so I have a token black guy, I have a token gay guy. What else do I have? I guess nobody. That's it. Oh, token libertarian. But that one they don't write about. They only get mad at me for the gay guy that I have on and for the black guy I have on. Like, I don't even know, like. That's how stupid this is. Because there's no way in heck that a, you know, white, privileged, supremacist, Bible-thumping, Republican, conservative, whacktoid like myself could have a friend that's gay, could have a friend that's a libertarian, could have a black friend. You know what I'm saying? It's nuts. And it just shows you where they're at, where their mind's at to begin with. These people, they're in very, very sad shape. That's all I got to say. Anyhow, all right, I got this story a little while before we went on the air, but I had to read it. So lesbians have been told that they have to have straight sex before getting fertility treatment coverage. Now, according to this, lesbian couples in New Jersey have been told by their health insurer that they are ineligible for fertility treatment benefits until they have demonstrated they cannot get pregnant naturally. Right? Now, here we go. Right? People are going to be screaming and yelling. See, here's the problem. I know, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail over this. Insurance is to pay for something that won't happen naturally. Insurance is to pay for an emergency. You know, you break your arm, split your head open, whatever, whatever. Right? Fertility treatment is for people who can't get pregnant naturally. So why should an insurance... I'm just trying to understand the logic behind this. Why should an insurance company pay for fertility treatment for a lesbian couple because they can't get pregnant? Of course they can't get pregnant. Look, if you believe in God, then it's against the way God laid things out, right? God meant for a man and a woman to come together, and because it's still early and I don't know who might be listening, we'll just say the natural thing takes place most of the time, if the time is right, and a baby is produced, right? So two men can sleep together till the cows come home. Two women can sleep together till the cows come home. Ain't nobody getting pregnant unless they swap rooms. I'm in a partner. You know what I'm saying. Anyway. So the irritant here is not the gay or lesbian lifestyle or being anti-lesbian or being anti... That's not, the point here is You're trying to sue an insurance company to pay for fertility treatment when it's uncalled for. Go adopt. You want to be artificially inseminated? That's fine, too. But why should the insurance company have to pay for that? Now, the women are arguing that they're being discriminated against by New Jersey law because straight women who are infertile don't have to pay for fertility treatments. Okay, let's think that out. Again, it's reproductive, right? It's how the reproductive system works. Now, while gay women who are infertile, infertility in New Jersey is defined as the inability to impregnate another person, the inability to carry a pregnancy to live birth, or the inability to conceive after 1 or 2 years of unprotected sex. Now, this is all basic biology, right? I mean, there's nothing here that is above and beyond and whacked, right? I'm just asking. So, where's the discrimination? That's, that, you know, when Xander Gibb comes on, I got to ask him this question. Right? So, who's being, so are they being discriminated against because they can't get pregnant without, all right, block your kids' ears. If your kids listen to the show, there's something wrong with you. But anyway. Are they discriminated against because they have to get pregnant or can't get pregnant without sperm? Because my understanding is that's the way it works, right? Even when you're artificially impregnated, isn't that how it works? I'm just simply trying to understand. Really am. If they're being discriminated against, that's wrong. Don't get me wrong. That's just bad. But you can't discriminate against somebody when it is equal treatment, is it not? Now, if they were sleeping with a man trying to get pregnant, and then she couldn't, all right, then the reproductive system isn't working right. And yes, somebody should pay. The insurance company should pick that up. That's what they're called to do. But two men sleeping together, and one guy complaining, I can't get pregnant, that, you know, forgive me, that requires some mental treatment, doesn't it? Because there's no way to get pregnant. It's a biological impossibility. So I don't see what the outrage here. And this is what I keep telling you. We keep allowing the left to set up a narrative. We keep allowing the left to decide that we are like this. You're discriminating. No, actually I'm not. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back. Xander Gibb joins me right after the break. He'll probably verbally slap me around now. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Please answer the question.
Bumper music is She's a Brick House.
Hold She's on. A brick
Hold on.
House.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And he joins me every week. What a gutsy guy he is. He joins me every week, Xander Gibb. And he's a host of his own radio show called, well, I guess it's not really radio. It's radio and TV, X-Rad. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
Did you just call me fat, Joe? You said I was a gutsy guy. You're saying I'm fat.
I think the mic is broken over here. Hold on. No, I didn't say anything about being of the large persuasion.
Good. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Friday.
I hear you. I know, huh? Yeah, not over for you yet, though, because you're still here with me.
Yeah.
I hear you've been taking a ration of garbage over your support of Mr. Donald. Donald, yes.
Yeah. Attacked by celebrities and the working class man Two, one of my friends who I've been friends with for like nearly 30 years, you know, unfollowed me on Twitter. One of my girlfriends from England, her daughter, who I'm kind of like her uncle, stopped following me and said, I can't be friends with you if you support, Donald Trump. But, you know, at the end of the day, for me, this, you know, I go with what I feel is right, and this is what I feel is right. But for anyone to say, I can't be friends with you because of your political persuasion, really wasn't your friend anyway, because, you know, I have friends that were voting for Hillary Clinton, and that's okay.
That's
their choice.
You're not going to unfriend them?
No, of course not. I'm not in high school anymore, Joe.
You know, that's exactly why it makes it nuts. It's kind of like, you're not willing to speak against, you know, the other people, Hillary Clinton, with all the things she's been involved with. You know, I've been asking some of my friends that defend her to no end. I said, are you telling me, and they won't answer this question, are you telling me that every scandal, everything we hear about her, everything she's been involved with, there is absolutely nothing negative? None of it is even partially true, and she's
definitely
just
not.
Sister Teresa.
It's all made up. It's all made up by the Republicans to make her look bad.
Wow.
That's the official. I mean, if it was one or two things, you could kind of probably think that, you know, that was a possibility. But the list is endless. There's a whole list of things that she's done, the law of the averages tells you, you know. I mean, I want to say there's no smoke without fire, because there is. That's what we get smoke machines for. But this woman is the epitome of I don't know what, really.
Look at with Trump, with the things he's got going on, okay, of course there's a portion of truth in that. Of course there's some things that he's doing that are, you know, that are dead wrong and wrong to say.
Sure.
How come we're not – see – we're willing to say, yeah, he's off, he's wrong, he shouldn't have said this, he should have did it this way. They don't do that with her at all. She is like a goddess to these people.
Especially to the LGBT community, which I find amazing, because it's only been of late that she's supported him. I mean, this is the thing. Even before Donald Trump ran for office, he was supportive of the LGBTQ community. Even with all this bathroom business recently, he said, if it comes to Trump Tower, I don't care what bathroom we use. So selling it that Donald Trump is anti-gay is absolutely ridiculous.
But how is that being fed?
He's a pro-gay candidate. What?
How are they doing that, though? I mean, he's got proof that he's pro-gay.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It must be the low information voter. Can't be ours. Not this time, anyway.
I think it's a mixture of that and the fact that people are easily... You know, there are a lot of stupid homosexuals out there, basically.
I don't get the appeal, other than I guess they've been taught that the only people that are for the gay community are Democrats. Period. End of discussion.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It makes no sense. I don't want to get it. How about that? I just don't want to get it because I don't think it's true.
But it's more brainwashing. You know, it's more kind of. It's more of the same, and if you're gullible enough, you will believe it. But it's only when you actually go and start to look at the facts that you actually see what is really going on with all of this.
Yeah,
this is about winning votes, not about long-term support.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. No, I agree with you there. I think you're right on. Okay, so I asked you to tune in early and to take a look at the article that I sent you about the lesbians that were told that they had to have sex before getting fertility treatment. The thing that bothers me about this story is that they're screaming discrimination, okay? And they're screaming discrimination based on the fact that only a heterosexual couple is covered under this insurance based on the rules. Now, my contention is that insurance is to cover you for, you know, things going on with your body or, you know, your health that are normal or natural. You know, if your eyesight's not working right.
Right.
Well, whatever. You get my point. So.
Yeah.
Infertility is for two couples, a heterosexual couple, two people, yeah. One couple, a heterosexual couple that are trying to have a baby the natural way. And I said, if you believe in God, God calls it out very specifically. If you believe in Mother Nature, you have to have it. Here we go. I'm going to give you the reproductive lesson. You have to have a sperm and an egg, and they have to come together, and that's how impregnation happens. So two men can sleep together till the cows come home. Ain't gonna, you know, babies happening there. And two women can sleep together until Jesus returns. Ain't no baby happening there either. So, yeah, I figured you might have a different viewpoint of this, but I don't think it's discrimination at all.
Well, I don't, and only from the perspective of when I'm judging whether something is discrimination, I look what they're doing kind of for the counterpart to this. And the counterpart to this is a heterosexual couple, and they make them wait. But, you know, I've been gay all my life, and I've known lots of lesbian couples that try other methods. One of the methods is called the turkey baster method.
Oh,
and, you know, I'm not going into detail. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
But the ideology is that you don't need a man. You just need what he's able to provide for you. Is that too cryptic?
Can somebody bring me that whiskey that's on the counter? Yeah, the brown bottle over there. I'm sorry. Where were you? You know how long it's going to take me to get that out of my head? Anyway.
Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because
it's cheaper.
It's cheaper. That's what's been the custom. If a lesbian couple have wanted to get pregnant, they've inseminated themselves.
Yes.
With no man involved.
Okay.
Was that eloquent enough and non-threatening enough for you?
Yes, and for those of you watching by TV, yes, my face is that red because I am that much of a prude at times. So, but if they, you know, them paying, I think what their argument here is that even if they pay for it, that's not fair because the other couple didn't pay for it.
Why?
Well, let's hit that on the other side of the break. We got to go. I was embarrassed too long, so we're going to have to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Get the blood to go back to my belly where it belongs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back with Xander Gibb and his foul mouth right after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I think. Oh,
your tribe?
No comment.
Because they will tell me.
Not my tribe anymore,
too. All right, hold on. We're going
Thank
in.
Thank you.
The bumper song is Cocaine. Hold on. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website, thereelside.com. There's a live chat room going on up there. And smarter people than myself, and maybe not my guests, but at least smarter people than I are in that chat room. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander's the host of his own show called X-Rad. And Xander, first, thanks for being with me. I always enjoy my time with you. And tell people how they can find your show.
All the information is at ZanderGibb.com. The show goes out weeknights, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Come and check us out, and we will hate you if you disagree.
No, he's along the lines of, I don't care if you have an opinion. I'll only make fun of you after you hang up the phone. Never
yeah,
do it to
exactly.
your face. There you go. So, and why should they listen to your show? I mean, sell me here, Xander. Come on, sell me.
Well, we educate, we entertain, and we tackle the subjects that other radio shows are afraid to tackle. And I kind of think we try and see all sides of it. And even when we have guests on that we don't agree so much with, we can still kind of have civil discourse, and they go away and this stuff. Because everyone that comes on my show wants to come back again, you know.
I know that. I have to fight my wife to not want to go on there like 9 times a week. Stay with me here. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
You're
going to
make her a permanent co-host. You know that, don't you?
Uh-oh, here we go, right? Okay. But we were talking about the lesbian couple that feels that their cry is discrimination. Because they can't get the insurance company to pay for their artificial insemination. And simply, I mean, it really is simply the fact that the natural way to get pregnant is not being is not what's the problem is here, so to speak. Right?
No.
So there's no discrimination. You agree with that?
No, I don't think there's any discrimination at all. But I think that the left has given people this ideology that anybody who disagrees, if you can't get your own way, that's what you say, discrimination. And most of the time people are so afraid of being accused of it, they'll fold, basically.
Well, because they're petrified. They don't want to be, you know, people don't want to be labeled as nasty in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I think we're going to have to suck, what was that saying? We have to suck it up, buttercup, and deal with it kind of thing? Because it's not
going to
go away. They're going to keep doing it till they get us, or they think they're going to keep doing it till they get one of us to break or buckle. And I don't think we should. I don't think anybody will. So you made a statement earlier. You don't want to get caught in any kind of paternity suit. You don't want anybody That's, you know, one of the reasons people shouldn't, I think, a lot of people shouldn't donate, because there's no way to ensure that you're not going to get nailed at some point in time. But the latest story that came up is a man's gift is to provide sperm to lesbians. He has made 22 babies and currently has 3 paternity suits against him. Right? So you know, here's the ultimate Father's Day story. It's better when it's fresh, Ann Nagel above said. The latest recipient, as he palmed... Oh, God, I'm not reading this story. Somebody should have... Anyway. As he donates his stuff, if you would... they sign agreements saying that they won't sue. They sign agreements that they won't hold him responsible for the children. But anyway, but they do, and they come back at him. And you would think that judges would say, "Hey, look, this was an agreement they made. This shouldn't be a big deal, and it shouldn't have any reflection on this guy."
But well, it shouldn't. But I think the reason why so many people say no is because. You know, I mean, I've known several people that's happened to, you know, out of the goodness of their heart, they've made a donation to a lesbian couple, shall we say. And then when the baby comes along 9 months later, they're stuck with a bill for 20 years, even though, you know, they've been doing a nice thing, for that couple. I'm not saying it happens in every instance, because obviously it doesn't. But, you know, I've been asked before, and I'm just not going there, you know? Life is hard enough as it is, and you don't want to put yourself in that position. You never put yourself in a vulnerable position, and that would make you vulnerable.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there's a little bit more to the story that I wasn't going to read, but now I've decided I will read. He says about half the time he provides his stuff,
essence,
the good old-fashioned way. A lesbian looking to conceive will have her partner in bed for moral support, while she and Nagel do. Do what they need to do.
Indeed.
Oh, God.
But let me stop you for 1 second.
Okay.
If they're able to do that, then are they a lesbian?
I have no idea. I don't know. I've never had a lesbian experience. I couldn't tell you.
Well, Joe,
I've been with 2 lesbians. And I'm a married man, so I'm not even thinking about... Yes. Well, no, what... Now wait a minute. What if he identifies? I could get so confusing with this. What if he identifies as a woman and is in bed with her? Does that make them lesbians okay too? Or
You just made it too complicated. I thought you were going to say, what if she identifies as bisexual? And I don't think bisexual exists. I think you're either gay or straight. And if you're bisexual, you're just greedy.
God. When you tweet that out, people, that was Xander Gibb who said that. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have Xander.
Hey, I'll stand by.
I don't have to go to the gym because you get my heart pumping with this stuff. Anyhow, so it's not a big deal. Anyhow, you know, just all this stuff. So we've been getting all kinds of polls about how Trump is tanking. It's bad. It's this. It's that. It's the other thing. And I got to tell you something. When I start looking at the polls and you look at the questions that are being asked, some of them I might answer nay on Trump also. All right?
Yeah.
So when you start looking at it, there's a couple of polls out there. One in particular says that Trump, who's this one? The Constitution website. They've got one out there that says that Trump is up at 67 versus Hillary's 19 when they ask the basic questions to over 50,000 voters across the country, Trump whips her butt. So, yes, does he always say the right thing? I know, that didn't sound right, did it? But anyway.
No.
After the last story, it really doesn't sound right. So,
no, it doesn't. And especially as this week Hillary's been referred to him as her husband, you know, it's worrying.
Yeah, so we have... What we're going to say to you. So what we have going on here is you've got the if you ask the questions right to the regular voter, right? You're not calling 1,000 people in New York City, 1,000 people in Chicago. Some of those other polls, I'm understanding, are very heavy Dem, right? When you ask the right questions and you ask people the truth, they're going for Trump. And I'm going to keep with my mantra. Trump is going to bring people in that can do the job. I'm not expecting him to be right all the time. I'm not even expecting him to say he's not a politician. He's a New York businessman. I'm not even expecting him to say the right thing all the time. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you. And here's the thing. I've made my I've made my choice. I'm gonna stick with him. Do I like everything he says? Absolutely not. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But none of the candidates are or were, and Jesus is not running. I mean, I know Donald Trump listens to the show, so let me Amen. Give you some advice, Donald. Stick to the teleprompter, dear, and just, you know, keep your mouth shut and stop spouting, because that's what gets him into trouble.
So let me ask you a question. And I'm not asking you to make excuses for him. I'm going to be clear about this. When I heard that he said, when I heard him say that Obama was, you know, the founder of ISIS, all right? I mean, the better words would have been, you know, he was the gardener for ISIS. I mean, he helped them grow like crazy in the whole nine yards. I'm sure they were around in some way, shape, manner, or form. But they're playing on every word that he says. You're right. He really has to think about what he's saying. But do you really think, before he opened his mouth, before anybody said anything, did you believe that he meant that Obama was the quote-unquote founder of the group known as ISIS?
No, member, but not founder member, definitely not.
Or consultant, because,
no, I've
a consultant for, even.
I said on my TV show tonight that Hillary and Bill have been in bed with the terrorists for years. They're taking money from people that want to kill us. So they're all in bed with terrorists. I'm giving $400 million to Iran. I'm sorry, it means that Obama and his administration are in bed with the terrorists, too. And it's quite frightening, if you ask me. It really is. Don't purport to be for America if you're giving money to those people that want to kill us. Wake up, America. Wake up.
They're afraid of being... Now, see, I think a lot of people are saying they're not going to vote for him. And I think once they get in the booth and they pull that lever, it's going to be a whole different animal. Don't you?
Does Donald Trump, yeah, I do. Does Donald Trump scare me? Yes, he does. But Hillary Clinton scares me a whole lot more. She really does.
Well, yeah, I mean, people really aren't thinking, well, there's that sound. We're going to go, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, let's talk a little bit about, because I'm not into these celebrities. You are. What is it? Will Smith.
Says, I am one.
We have to, yeah, see, you know them. But you're not as whacked as they are. That's why I like having you on the show. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Thing.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba
beat.
When I play the maraca.
Can we still say chicky? Is that politically acceptable?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Cuban Pete.
Is it even acceptable?
I'm
Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We have a lot of fun. We close out Friday. See, actually, I spend my Friday night with Xander. Don't want that getting around, though. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina here. Xander, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're with
always
me on the
pleasure.
Air. And, all right, so you and I were kind of, well, I was having fun with it. I don't know. I didn't really ask you. Young lady, well, I don't even know what, let's see. A gay-friendly Oberlin is still plagued by white privilege, a student complains in an article they recently wrote. So an Oberlin College student says that despite being considered the gayest college in America, the campus is still plagued by, you know, that just brings all kinds of visions to mind. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the gay, why would you say a gay-friendly college or the...
well, it's
the
painted in pink and has bows on every door, clearly.
God. I mean, the campus is
even
still...
as a gay person, I wouldn't want to go to the gayest college in America. I mean,
When do we start to integrate, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really funny because I was actually talking to somebody about this the other day, and I said, look, I believe this, that most of the gay guys I know that I'm friends with would not participate in one of those gay pride parades if somebody said, you know, here's a penis suit, you're going to wear this and walk the parade. I'm sure I would believe that you go, you know what, that's not what gay pride is about. No, thank you.
No, it's not. It's not about dressing up as Barack Obama. Definitely
oh,
not.
Oh. Okay, send your emails to Xander@XanderGive.com. There you go. And that's what bothers me the most is that there's such a diversity of people that are trying to get you to believe it's a certain way, and I don't know anybody. And maybe as they say, closet wise, I might, but I don't know anybody like that. This person, Jesse Arnholz, wrote an article in the Washington Blade. Apparently, it's the oldest LGBT newspaper in the country. And she said she went there because she was enticed by the gay community or by the articles that were written about. Oh, she was seduced by the large queer community at Oberlin. She said, but one of the things that bothers her is that most of her friends are still misgendered even after they announce their preferred gender pronouns. But the gender thing has nothing to do with the LGBTQ thing, right? Or no? Or am I confused?
Well, it does, because the T in LGBT is for trans, and that's where the gender stuff comes in. But here's the thing for me. If you're saying you're trans and you were born a man but you're now a woman, then shut up and just be a woman, or shut up and just be a man. And I don't mean that in an insensitive way, but why do we have to make it more complicated? I would think that a trans person living in America in 2016 wouldn't want to say, I'm a trans woman. Why not just say, I'm a woman? Is that not simpler? Would you not get less hassle that way?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, You want to be a woman, why not just call yourself a woman? Why do you have to tell somebody you're trans or a trans woman?
Yeah.
Or I don't. So help me out here. If you're a male identifying as a woman, are you a trans woman or a trans male?
If you're a male and you're living as a woman, you see, it's very complicated, Joe. It depends whether you're preoperative or postoperative. if you're a man,
okay,
with male parts, living as a woman, you can still call yourself a woman, or you would then be a trans woman.
Okay.
But if you were a woman and you were living as a man, and you still, whether you had lady parts or not, for want of a better phrase, you would be a trans man.
Okay.
But it's all very political, and I want to scratch my brain out because I know that much about it. Really, I do.
She or he goes on to say, it doesn't. I'm not making fun. It just doesn't really call it out. But they go on to say that it's the 13th most liberal campus in America, that faculty members have not made a single political contribution to a Republican candidate since 1990. And, you know, let me see. She says that once I started school, it became apparent that it was not the utopia I envisioned. Structural and institutional racism, transphobia, ignorance, apathy, and white privilege still linger. And she says her reputation as the gayest college in America belies the disappoint she felt upon encountering the complacency of the white queer community and often toxic masculinity that many queer women and trans masculine individuals have adopted. Now I have to go back to school to try to even understand half of that paragraph.
Yeah, my brain hurts. So not only now am I have white privilege, I have white queer privilege too.
Are we out of control? I mean, it's just like everything builds upon everything to be wrong. And, you know, here she's upset. Even though most of the college is gay in some way, shape, manner, or form, they're accepted actually, I would imagine from reading the whole article, there's really no issue there on campus. This person is making it a bigger issue. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, but you see, it validates their existence if they make an issue out of it, doesn't it?
I guess so. I really, you know, some of the comments that she made here, I can't even reread because I don't understand it. She says, while she recognizes that her queerness was normalized at Oberlin, so So she gets there, and she feels like she fits in, and she feels like everything's fine. Does she then have to go find something wrong? She goes on to say, I can't escape the conclusion that her comfort on campus was largely attributed to her whiteness and socioeconomic status. It's like, can't you just accept that you're comfortable and it's okay and people accept you? You've got to go looking for something wrong? Are we serious here?
But it's part of that brainwashing, Joe, that you have to be constantly on the lookout for things to critique. And that's a worry.
But what I would be more, I don't even know what the word is, okay, sympathetic, empathetic, whatever the word is, I'd be more accepting of what you wanted to do, what you wanted to be, how you wanted to live your life, if you would just be consistent about it and give me some real guidelines that I can live by. Here she goes to a college that's exactly, to a degree, what she wants. She gets there, she feels accepted, she feels happy, but something has to be wrong. I'm too happy here. You don't know what to do with that.
No, I don't. There's so much of it that I don't get. But what about just getting on with it and stop complaining? It's not like she's saying she's feeling discriminated against.
No.
I don't know what her problem is, you know.
Yeah.
How to have her life.
Yeah, she's. I mean, even for somebody to, I don't care, let's get away from the gay and lesbian thing. Even for somebody to sit there and look around and go, you know what, I got a great home, I got a great job, I got a great family, you know, oh my God, it's because I'm white, ain't it? Right? we're hurting these kids so much. We're doing so much damage to these people.
I know, they need a safe place now. That's what they need. That's what she needs. She needs a safe space.
Yeah.
Where she can feel that level of non-discrimination.
Yeah, I again, like I said, I this stuff is hard for me to understand, hard for me to help, hard for me to reach out to. You know, even if I want to reach out to the group, I'm afraid to. I don't know how to address them.
But you do realize now that you're going to get a bag full of mail saying that you're a homophobe, and I probably will too. I mean, the number of people that write to me and say, oh, you're a right-wing homophobe, and I say, oh, thank you. But then they say, oh, you're a right-wing Republican. I'm not a Republican.
Yeah,
there you go.
I got you. Yeah, I am. I'm an evil white guy, you know. And like I said to you, it wouldn't matter. If I walked up to somebody and said, I really want to, I don't want to say honor, but I really want to get in line and make sure I call you how you want to be called, I do this. I right there, I would probably be called on the carpet for singling them out, right? And
well,
saying, you're in a no-win situation.
Here's my basic rule of thumb, Joe. I always use the terminology that people use about themselves, but even then sometimes you get into trouble. Because it's like, well, I'm allowed to say it about myself, but you're not. So I just give up. If people say my name is Fred and I see that they have, you know, swinging pendulous breasts and are clearly a woman, I will still call them Fred.
Oh, listen, if they got a name tag on that says Fred or they say their name is Fred, I don't know. Look, my wife, and I think you know her too, but my wife and I know a female whose name is Al, and that's because her dad always wanted a boy, so when she was born, he just named her Al anyway. You know, he was stuck on the name and he was going to do it no matter what came out.
Someone I know too.
I think you know her. Sonia Schmidt. Do you know Sonia? No, you have to be Sonia.
No.
Great, great lady. I love her. I have a lot of fun with her too. She hasn't been on the show in a while, but I have fun. And her dad named her Al because Al Sonia, and the reason you know.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That's freaky. She just this second commented on a video that I'm tagged in just as you said her name. That was really kind of like surreal. Looking at the screen.
Yeah, tell Sonia I'll send her $20 later. Okay, good. All right, Xander, we're up against it. Quick, tell people where they can find you.
XanderGibbs.com, and the show is weeknight, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Make sure you join us.
I will. Hey, Xander, thanks a lot for being with me tonight. Have a great and safe weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Fat Fingers, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Okay.